For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. I don't know if it's a symptom of an increasingly urban population and a decline in outdoor recreation, or if it's always been this way, but there seem to be more morons in the world than ever before. Maybe social media has just made it easier to broadcast the antics of idiots. Last week, some doofus went viral on the internet and then made the broadcast news after a video surfaced of him playing bullfighter with a bison in Yellowstone National Park. The video showed him antagonizing the one-ton beast on a road where it was just trying to get from one side to the other. Amazingly, the drunken fool managed to avoid getting gored, stomped, or otherwise mangled. But his luck didn't hold. He'd already been cited in Grand Teton for being drunken and disorderly, and was fined and prohibited from drinking alcohol. Then he was ticketed in Yellowstone for failing to wear his seatbelt, and then he was fined again for harassing the bison. He was later arrested in Glacier National Park after being involved in a disturbance there at the Mini Glaciers Hotel. Elsewhere on the internet, a member of the Yep, I'm from Wyoming Facebook page posted that a visitor to a hotel in Cody complained that the hotel's moose antler chandelier is inhumane. Apparently, this person assumed that the use of the antlers required killing the moose that once sported them. I believe even Wikipedia knows the difference between antlers and horns and whether an animal keeps them for life or sheds them. The great Mark Twain once said, "It's better to keep your mouth closed and let people think you are a fool than to open it and remove all doubt." Unfortunately, it seems the bulk of humanity lacks the ability to remain silent, and social media is always right there to either help those people broadcast their ignorance or to expose it for them. At least it provides a good laugh every once in a while. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.